And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal, who joins us. Coach, off to a 1-1 start. Boy, you've been in two really close games to get the season started. Just talk a little bit about the opening two games and what you have noticed from your team in the early part of the year.
Well, you know, I think we've had a little adversity with some injuries and some things there. The kids have stepped up and performed fairly well. You know, they do a good job of fighting back. We've been behind, or I guess we were behind last week and fought back and didn't quite hold on to it, but right, there's some fight to the kids, and, you know, we're doing a decent job. We just got to get better and try to get a little more explosive and go from there. And so, you know, those were two tight games, and we could have won or lost them both, but I guess we ended up 1-1, and we'll move on.
Mike, a term that always gets thrown around is identity. What about the identity of your team? Do you feel like you have one through two games, or is that something you're still trying to build?
Oh, I think we're still trying to build it. I mean, I know some of our strengths and our weaknesses. You know, I do think this team has done a pretty good job on defense so far. I've been pretty happy with that. We're not the biggest team ever, but they play pretty tough, and they do a nice job there. Offensively, you know, because the injuries a little bit, we're limited a little bit what we can do, but we've done a good job and been able to put up a few points and move the ball, and so we'll keep on working, and hopefully our identity will become more clear in the next week or two.
Mike, as you've went through practice this week, what has been the focus? Have there been certain keys and certain areas that you've been dialing in on here in this third week?
Yeah, you know, special teams really hurt us last week. We played good enough to win that game. We out-yarded our opponent significantly, but we had two breakdowns on kickoff coverage and fumbled a punt, and so there's been extra emphasis on the special team this week, making sure that, you know, kids aren't going to be able to take breaks and come off. Those older kids are going to need to stay out and play special teams more than maybe they have in the past. And, you know, and then we just continue to work on maintaining blocks. Kids go to the right spots, but sometimes we don't maintain our blocks real well, and so we've been trying to reinforce that and get better in that area of the game.
As we think about your opponent for this week, Mike, you take on Sandhills Thetford. Just give us your initial thoughts on them and what will be the keys for Twin Loop coming up on Friday.
Well, first of all, they're very physical. They're a team that's very tough. You know, they're led by their quarterback, Mr. Cox. He's elusive. He's very good in the open field. You know, I think for us to do well, we've got to slow down their offense, maybe get some turnovers here and there. And then offensively, you know, there's some things we've done well, and we need to really focus on that and attack them with that and you know, make sure that that's sound and we continue to do that. You know, I guess special teams and turnovers, all coaches say it, but we've got to make sure that that's in our favor this Friday night.
Well, Mike, we always appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your support and coverage.
That's Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal joining us on our pregame show.